It's Wednesday, April 17th, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From BBC News, fourth global mass coral bleaching episode underway. Recent record-high ocean temperatures are causing coral around the world to turn white, indicating that these creatures and the ecosystems they support are deteriorating. This new wave of widespread coral bleaching and subsequent die-offs is the fourth that has been tracked in recent years, and it was initially flagged last year in the Caribbean, but has since been confirmed in Australia's Great Barrier Reef, in the Red Sea and Persian Gulf, and along coastlines in Tanzania, Mauritius, Brazil, and several Pacific islands. Recent record-high oceanic temperatures are partially the consequence of the El Niño phenomenon, which is in the process of retreating over the next few months, and human-amplified climate change, which by all indications is still growing in potency and impact. From Quartz, Microsoft's new AI play is a $1.5 billion investment in an Abu Dhabi firm with China ties. Microsoft has announced a $1.5 billion investment in a UAE-based AI company, Group 42 Holdings, or G42, in order to provide enterprise-grade AI services to customers in the Middle East, Central Asia, and Africa. This is interesting in part because it's a large investment by Microsoft in a non-Western business, which has been rare in the AI investment race so far. But it's also notable because G42 has connections to China's military and blacklisted Chinese businesses like Huawei and Beijing Genomics Institute, which has raised concerns in the U.S. House that advanced AI technologies developed by and in partnership with Microsoft could end up in the hands of entities the U.S. government is not a big fan of. G42 has denied these China-related allegations, saying they've partnered with Chinese companies but don't have any deeper ties to China, and Microsoft has said that both they and G42 have developed their working agreement in close consultation with the U.S. and UAE governments. And from Bloomberg, Greece invests over 2 billion euros to fight climate change effects. Greece's government has announced that it will invest 2.1 billion euros in the Aegis program, which will provide new and better equipment for wildfire fighting, including detection and monitoring, drones and systems, but also new vehicles and aircraft. This is the first program of its kind in Greece, and wildfires have become a significant issue for the country over the past few years, burning about 1.3% of its total land area in 2023 alone. Greece's fire season is also arriving earlier and earlier, historically beginning in May and ending in October, but this year kicking off in late March. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.